Welcome to another edition of Mad Minds with Maul and G.
It's your boy Maul.
It's your boy G.
What it do?
Man, I don't know, man. It's All-Star Weekend.
It's All-Star Weekend.
In our city.
What's the motto that you told these girls to follow?
Every tall nigga is not an NBA player. So please do not get pregnant by the Waffle House cook.
Man. Hey, why you bullshitting?
He
that's
playing
real
with Sacramento,
shit.
Girl. He on the bench. You gotta Google him.
Google him now.
She met this dude, this black dude. He was 6'10". She said, "What's your name?" He said, "Steve Nash." She telling everybody in the hood she pregnant by Steve Nash. They trying to tell her that was not Steve Nash. Just Google the name. She talking about he played with the Phoenix Suns for a long time. Well, what he look like? He about 6'10", 7 feet tall. He black as hell.
Girl, you stupid as hell. Hey, why you bullshitting? I bet you was a whole lot of thought.
That was Stephon Nash, man.
You know Stephon, his cousin and them. But, hey, how many girls you think is doing
oh, that's
going
to happen.
Out?
Yeah. That's going to happen.
I don't see
we sit here and
posts.
We laugh about it, but that's going to happen.
We on the way.
Yeah. That's all I've been seeing is that it's lit. It's lit. And you see the hours, you're like, man, it's 4 in the morning. They're talking about it's lit.
Lit. So, yeah, something lit, all right.
Yeah, man. I just hope everybody be safe. Well, you know, actually, they had 4 shootings overnight.
Already?
Yeah, around the clubs.
Already.
Yep.
Packed.
No deaths, but they don't have 4 shootings.
Well, how you feel about the All-Star game being here?
I don't think it was called for.
It was at all.
It seems like every time we have major events, holidays, that's when the COVID shit go up. So here, exactly. You're going to have an All-Star weekend saying, oh, please stay at home.
Atlanta?
That don't even make sense. Please stay at home. You're really saying, please bring y'all asses down here. We have an All-Star weekend.
In Atlanta. I don't even really
all
think
the
it's
clubs
an All-Star game.
Lit.
But yeah, I mean, they ain't going to turn down no money, is it?
No, man.
It's a cash grab.
Man. People in town, man, they looking their finest. It's tax season.
It
you know
is.
It's scam season.
It is.
Shit.
Let me flip that refund money season.
Yeah, man. So it's going down, man.
Yes, yeah, so I suppose they really do need to be safe out there because you got tourists coming in and they targets.
Oh, hell yeah.
To some people, hell to yeah. A lot of people. So.
RIP Chucky Trill, he got killed. Other day in town for the All-Star Weekend festivities out of Houston.
R.I.P. young sir.
Seem like we just keep saying R.I.P. to people.
Yeah, man.
Here.
People are dropping left and right.
Life is short, man. I don't know the circumstances in that situation, but it's unfortunate that he had to lose his life.
A lot of rappers are getting killed.
Yeah, they looked at as targets.
Do they make themselves targets or are they just targets?
I wouldn't necessarily say they make themselves target.
I only say that because I think there's a lot of studying in today's
yeah,
society.
But a lot of people don't understand the rap lifestyle. And
you
when I say the rap lifestyle, a lot of that stuff is just for entertainment.
It's just for show, huh?
Houses are rented. Vehicles are rented. Jewelry is loaned. Money is staged. It's for entertainment. It's food for your eyes.
Strictly
that's what it is. And people really think that this person may have this person may have that. Like they were saying about the young man that got killed not too long ago, Scarfo the Plug. They said when he got robbed, they found out his jewelry was fake. A lot of people jewelry fake. A lot of shit is on loan. You know what I mean? So
credit. That's what it
yeah.
is, right?
They got these relationships with their labels with these jewelers. And if they finna do shows or do videos, their label can go to the jeweler and say, hey, we need to send Jay Johnson over here to get souped up. He got a video shoot.
Yeah,
or he finna go
on,
he got an interview or whatever. Yeah. You know? Yeah, let him come over there and just get what he wants. But
I
you gotta
want
make sure
that shit
going back though.
I wouldn't want none of that shit.
Nah.
I don't need it.
Nah.
I'm gonna be the least flashiest rapper you ever seen.
Yeah.
Cause I just I never, me personally, I've never been a flashy dude.
That's one thing I wish they wouldn't do. I wish they wouldn't make it look to the young people's eyes, mine were included, that that's the way the game goes. You know,
like that, you gotta have this next.
You gotta have that, man. And you gonna make the money to get that, when that's not necessarily the truth. You still have to work. You may get a record deal, but the money they give you up front, they gotta get that back off the top. And a lot of them, they don't understand that. They don't understand that. And you gotta make good music to get a check, because you gotta make their money back before you can make you some money and take care of your family.
Yeah, I think it sends a wrong message to the young kids, because they think that when you get money, this is what you gotta do with it.
Yeah.
When it's all about you, you don't supposed to be, you really don't need to be doing none of that shit.
Nah.
The buying the jewelry, the cars, the houses, and you ain't way to pay, even be able to pay for the shit.
Yeah.
And you gonna be what? Out on the streets, all on your ass, but you on the ground.
That's how a lot of them be.
That's not how it goes.
I saw one on YouTube, Johnny, he used to be with QC. Johnny something. But anyway, I saw him on there. He said he had got a 50 spot. And he said he blew that so fast. And he said he went back and was like, I need some money. And he said, the label owners, he said they was mad. Pete and them was mad as hell. He said they was like, what the hell you spend that money on? You know, $50,000.
That was bullshit.
He blew it, he said, because he thought that money was just going to flow like that. But that's what he signed for. So that's all you got. Now you
so
gotta drop music.
He blew his whole advance.
Yeah, he blew it.
B-U-M-M-Y.
Yeah, he said it didn't take long either.
I bet you what, a bust down.
He said he was taking care of everybody. You know, he was just doing this, doing that. He wasn't doing nothing responsible. It just was spending money.
Let me ask you a question. If you got some money, when we finally get some money, you think you gonna be? Is that your first priority? Is to take care of everybody?
Hell no.
Please, bruh, I'm
you
trying to tell
you. That's not the situation to take care of everybody. You got to put yourself in the situation, man, to take care of everybody.
I was like, I don't think I'll be able to do that or even be willing to do that at least by 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, you got to have a productive career to make that happen. You can't just say, okay, everything I make, I'm about to do this.
Let's say, nah, we finna work. I'm finna work. Ask me for some money about 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Maybe 5. I ain't finna be, oh, yeah, I got, because I know I ain't going to have it. So what's the point of trying to flex?
Nah, man, it's easy to go broke with that, because you don't get a lot. You basically, you know, living off the advances. So you got to make good business moves, you know what I mean? Especially now, like, it's got to be real, real hard for the ass now, because with the corona, no concert venues, all that kind of stuff. So they really got to depend on their music selling online, and everybody don't know how to market the best, you know what I mean? So it's hard that route.
Everybody ate the babies and little babies all the other hot rappers like a Meek Mill or Drake, who just dropped the album. Have you heard it?
Who?
Drake.
Oh, no, I haven't heard it.
The light skin, Drizzy Drake.
I haven't
listened to a Drake album, but they said he dropped another one. I really don't get excited about Drake no more. But
nah, I don't either.
You know,
it's okay. Is your reasoning because he had a writer?
Yeah, man.
I don't understand why.
No, it's not that. It's just.
But that's one of the reasons.
That's one of the reasons.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. The one reason why I don't understand. See, that's another thing that young people don't understand about the game. You know, you do your research, your history. When it comes to hits are hard to come by. Anybody can make a song.
Yeah.
Anybody can make a song. But hit records are hard to come by.
He got hits.
And when you get hits, you have to follow with hit after hit after hit. And that hit might not always come out of your head.
Yeah.
That you could be in the studio, you know, you know you got a friend that's a good writer. They might be a rapper just like you, but they not on your level, or they haven't got discovered, or whatever the case may be. But y'all vibing, and he come up with something, or he like, man, I wrote this song, man, it won't be good for me, but I think it'd be good for you.
Yeah.
I'm not turning that down.
But see, I see that. I think I look at it different. This is why. When Drake came out, I was his biggest fan. I was in my group. I was the only one that was listening to him.
Yeah,
me too. Because he was spitting. Yeah. He was rapping.
He was.
I got turned off when the singing came. I was loving it. See, that's, I was different. I was like, oh, he's on some Loverboy shit. I love Drake. Drake is fine. I don't. Is he? People say he's the GOAT, which I don't agree with. But he's an amazing artist.
That's why that
that's what he is. That's
ghostwriting thing didn't really last. Controversy didn't really last with him because, I mean, that's how hits go, man. You got to keep coming with them hits if you're trying to survive in the music business. That's what he's doing. He's surviving.
Yeah, I mean, but
so
if
the hit coming out of somebody he don't know, that's it. It's a hit.
But I respect him as an artist. I still respect his pen to a degree. But as far as me looking fire for his music,
it might be somebody else's words, but he's the one we hearing and he's the one we liking. So
no matter what, you can't take away what he's done music wise.
Yeah.
So
he's a hell of a talent.
That's for sure.
I wish I had somebody write me some damn hits. Say, here you go, man. It ain't good for me, but I think it'd be good for you. Yeah. Oh shit, I'm about to record that shit. I'm telling you.
But who has really been doing better than him as far as the production, the music, and actually selling records?
Soulja Boy. Nah, I'm just bullshit.
Soulja? Drake?
I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of people been selling, man.
There hasn't. Because you know a lot of these niggas that say it's hot, they don't sell.
I guess it would have to be Lil Baby and Da Baby.
Yeah,
I would have to put those two in there. I know they probably said, much as they play them on the radio, I'm pretty sure they selling.
But I was going to say, there's a lot of hot rappers, quote unquote, that still not selling, that don't sell records.
I'm going to tell you some people that I can't identify, and that's the R&B singers on the radio. I do not know who they are. They all sound the same.
Bruh, listen.
They all sound the same.
The same thing that happened to rappers, like everybody got the same flow, it's the same thing happened to R&B.
Yeah.
And it's horrible because as one genre, I always thought that would be that.
People say,
different.
Have you ever heard of her? I'd be like, no, I don't think so. And then I might hear a song and they say, that's her. I said, oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was so and so.
Because they are,
they all sound the same.
I don't know if
it's the vocal effects that they use or whatever.
It's
but
the way
they
write. I think it's the way they write. All the songs are written the same.
Yeah.
The same flow, the same.
Some of them be sounding good.
Yeah.
You know, but they just
but I don't know who
it is. Yeah.
But hey, like I said, everything is subject to evolution, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Sonically, I love the sound of the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Sonically. I'm going to tell you something I just really can't get with. This is the sound of 2000, I'll say about 99 to 2010, 11, sonically, I can't get with that. I listen to it. Hell, you know, I was writing to it and you know, performing to it and shit like that. But me, sonically, I love 90s and 80s and, you know, like that. But
I think sonically, that time frame you just said, it was an experiment.
It really was.
Years
ago. You know, everything.
It was up and down, up and down.
Hard, heavy synths.
Talk about the snap music, the snap horns, and all that shit.
I just couldn't. I could get with the snap.
The snap was, it just hard, was the, I had them hard.
Just the sounds. The sounds, you know, like
the old Jeezy beat.
The Jeezy sound.
Everybody knows.
Shawty Red, I guess.
Oh, love.
Yeah. Shout out Shawty Red. Excellent, wonderful producer. But you know, just my ears, sonically, I didn't like that sound.
Yeah, it was
I listen to some of that stuff now and then I'll be like, oh, I see why I missed out on this.
Yeah, it was all right. But this has evolved for the better, I think.
I love, like, let's say 88, 87, all the way up to 98. I'm sonically there.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to music then.
Whether it's the way they sampled music then or the way they played live instruments then. Like on a lot of Southern records, man, it was a lot of live instrumentation. People really don't get credit for that. You know, they just make fun of the South, but a lot of those tracks, man, all the instruments were played live, man. They were some hard, hard tracks, man. some hard, hard tracks. You know,
so
like,
who's the best producer from the 90s?
That's a hard crown to pass out. You had so many. I mean, you could say Dr. Dre, you could say N.O. Joe, you could say DJ Premier, you could say Trackmasters. You know what I'm saying? It's just so many that Teddy Riley that you could say. I just couldn't pick out one and say, you know, this one. You could say Pimp C. You could say DJ Quick. You could say Tone and Polk.
See, all the names is names that nobody would think of.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't think of half DJ Quick. I would have
EA Ski. Think of him. He made a lot of West Coast bangers.
I wouldn't know about
DJ Crazy Tunes. He made a lot of West Coast bangers. QD3, a lot of West Coast bangers.
Okay, so what about today? Who's the best producer in today's game? Oh, no, don't answer that. Give me your top three.
Top three, of new beat makers, top three, if I would say that people I would be checking for that I like to hear them. Of course, Metro Boomin is one. Southside is another. He get interesting with his beats. Really, really fuck with him. As that third person, I don't know. Maybe Weezy.
Weezy?
Yeah.
I never heard of that. Weezy?
Weezy out of here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know the background.
Yeah, Weezy.
I would say Mike Will is my third.
I'm gonna tell you why
in a minute. Then I would have to say Kanye, and I still have Dre up there for some reason. I don't know why. Cause I guess I'm still stuck. I mean, Dre and Dre, Timbaland, Swiss, them type of people is a toss up.
Can you tell the difference between a Mike Will beat and a Eardrummers beat?
No, there's no difference because you want me to tell the truth?
That's a difference.
Mike Will don't make it on the beats.
That's what I'm saying.
He has a team.
You know when Mike Will has made a beat.
Yeah.
And you can look in credits and you'll see where he's the only one credited. You know Mike Will made that beat and it's the sound of the beat.
Yeah.
It sounds like a beginner. I ain't gonna lie.
Listen, we went to school together. But that's my home. You know what I'm saying? I've seen him grow.
But you can tell the difference.
I like it. I seen him when he started between now.
Yeah.
I felt like, man, I gotta give him credit.
To me, all the Mike Will beats that I've heard that only Mike Will did, they sound like hood beats.
They are.
I say hood beats like
all the shit he was doing for Gucci and them before he started.
Yeah, just something that's just local.
But my favorite one he ever did was Plain James, Gucci Man. That's probably one of the hardest beats. I love that beat.
But Mike Will hard.
When I say he's top three.
But that take a talent to be able to put people together to sound a certain kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like Dr. Dre, you know, he might just do the drum program, but somebody else do all everything else. It take a genius to put that kind of shit together.
You can put Zay Tovin on that too.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, man.
That's why I say like the 90s, you know, Zay wasn't in the 90s. I take that back. Zay was in the 2000s.
Do you think there's too many producers these days?
No. It just need to be more. They need to come with a different sound.
Yeah.
Like, we all got the same equipment, same instruments, and all that kind of stuff.
Sounds like we got the same ideas.
Exactly. They need to branch out and start making something different. You know what I'm saying?
Because they making beats for certain artists.
When they make different beats, they can make better rappers.
Once you talking about the other day, I don't want no such and such type beat.
Yeah.
I want to, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a beat.
I like to look for the beat. You know, if I'm listening to beats to purchase, then I'm listening for the beat that I know nobody won't buy. It's got to be a banger. but I'm listening for the one I know nobody won't buy because it don't sound like this or that. You know what I mean?
Or that you know somebody can't rap on this shit.
That the young guys are looking for. I don't give a damn how old you are if you're a producer. They want you to make that certain type of beat, and I don't make that certain type of beat. So I feel like it's a waste of equipment, waste of time.
I'm going to ask you this because I know you have a good eye for this, a good ear for this, shall I say. Who is the best lyricist in the game? Bar from bar. Bar for bar. Who has that crown nowadays? Because I really don't know, honestly. Because everybody's opinion on who's be spitting is different. It don't change so much.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, somebody consider the bars, what we consider the bars and what somebody else consider the bars, completely different. And it disgusts me sometimes. But, yeah. Mary had a little man.
I listen to a lot of music now just for the beats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's about it, man. I don't really too much go to listen at something for the lyrics or, you know, for it to have bars. I'm not looking for bars. I'll be glad when
look for that bounce.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody talking about nothing no more.
Nope.
That's all I'm saying. You don't know because nobody talks about
shoot,
nobody raps
stab,
about shit.
Kill, that's it. Sell dope. They ain't even selling dope. They doing the dope.
They doing the dope. Lots of it. Miles, Perkins.
But they was doing it back then. You know, I hear a lot of people say, you know, this young generation, they just dope heads. They were dope heads back then. They were doing lean, that liquid hell run.
Yeah, you but they were rapping about it. Bar, though.
But they was doing it.
Yeah, they were doing it.
They
were definitely doing it.
You know what I mean?
And
it just passed on to this generation. They on it hard. They on it hard. It's sad, but they on it hard, and they happy to be on it.
I done seen a lot of kids that look like they about 57, but they might be like 23, 22 years old.
Yep.
And they really be looking like they 50-something, and they had the hardest life ever.
That head not lean.
That shit crazy. When I seen that shit, when I first moved over on Bankhead, young kid, he was about to fall over walking down the street. Looked like a zombie. And this is 9:30 in the morning. But I don't know, man. I can just hope it gets better.
Sometimes, you know, you just wish you was in a better position to help people like that. I know I do wish I could help the youth. You know what I'm saying? But having those kind of issues, being on drugs, being homeless, and just, you know, different kind of situations, man. I wish
I
had.
Do you think they take it serious? Do you think they see it as an addiction or a lifestyle?
It's a lifestyle. It's not an addiction.
That's what I'm saying, because I don't think they taking the addiction
you
part
to,
of it
you
and
have
making
to get
it fun.
Somebody has to make you realize that
you got a problem.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. I don't think they see it as a problem.
Like,
that's a problem.
That rapper, Dexter.
Famous Dex?
Famous Dex.
Oh, boy. He looked like he dead.
Have you seen him lately?
He looked like he dead.
Nah. That was last year sometime.
Oh.
That was way
worse?
Last year.
Is it worse than that?
No, man. Oh, he a whole new man.
Oh, God bless. Good.
They put him in rehab.
Oh, good. Because when he looked like he was
dead. They put him in rehab, man. He did an interview, man. He said he did not know he was. That's who he said he didn't know he looked like that. He didn't know he was acting like that. Yeah, they put him in rehab.
That shit crazy,
he say
man.
He feels so good. Say nice and clean.
Hey, what were you talking about the other not too many months? About people around you.
Yeah.
I want to know how that went down. That the people like, hey man, you got the problem. Your ass need to sit down.
They had said, they had put it on the internet and people was going at Rich the Kid and they was like, man, that's your artist and you let him out here like that. You know what I mean? Next thing I know, Rich the Kid had put him in rehab.
Cause he looked like he couldn't even, I didn't understand one word he came out of his mouth.
Yep.
I was like, well, this man is zooted. But that's a good thing though. I didn't know he got.
I think when he lost his mom, he really just kind of, you know what I mean? Just fell to the wayside, man.
Hey, man.
But shout out to the young brother. He getting his act together the way. Yeah, man. He even sounded good. You know, he was excited. He was on the phone. He was like, man, I ain't never felt like this in my life. And feeling good. He said he was exercising and said he wasn't going to leave that place till he all the way finished. And
I hope
all
he
that,
can
man.
Stick to it.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was bad, boy. He was bad.
I never battled with addiction. So I really can't understand from the outside looking in, but yeah. I do understand to a certain degree, because I feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I always feel bad. I know people that's passed away in the last 2-3 years that I went to school with, dropping like flies from addiction. I mean, it's a sad thing to see, man. It's nothing to joke about, but it's definitely a sad thing to see. Because you don't ever know what they're going through.
I've seen a lot of addiction in my life. Like you said, I ain't never been addicted. But I've seen a lot of addiction in my life, man. And it's ugly. It's real ugly. Addiction have people doing some weird things, man. Out of their character. Just not being them. Just definitely not being them. But you can overcome it. If you work hard, you know what I mean? It ain't like, you know, if you're a heroin junkie, you can go to bed and wake up and you ain't a heroin junkie no more. It's steps. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Steps you gotta take. It's some pain, it's some punishment you gotta go through
to your body works in mysterious ways.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But it's always some help. It's just up to the individuals. If they want to accept it. But it's some help. You just got to go searching for it.
And I think we bring this up to say that I'm really talking to the people that have people around them and they know they have problems, but they don't step up and say, hey, man, you need to get some help. Some people just have that, it's him and not me, my friend. What you call them, your family and your friends and all that.
Yeah.
I don't like that, man. Especially, man, if you see a brother down and out, I would at least try to be like, hey, you need some help? Or you tell him you need some help.
I knew a guy, he was on heroin and he had went in rehab and he got cleaned up. Young dude. He got cleaned up and I messed around one day, I seen him in the store.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably like a year later or so. Man, I was so disappointed.
Oh, man.
He was back on that hell run. And I was like, what's up? You know, I was talking to him and stuff. And he did not know who I was. He did not know who I was. And she tripped me out. So I fell back. And then I was walking around the store. And he started coming to me then, you know, like, hey, man, what's your name? I was trying to just get away from him. You know what I mean? That's it. I was trying to get away from him. He was messed up, man.
Yeah.
He messed up. That stuff be hard for people, man. You know, like I said, they can't just wake up and, oh, I ain't on it no more. You know what I'm saying? It's not like nicotine. Sometimes people can't do that with nicotine. Alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Gambling, sex. It's a lot of different addictions, man.
A lot of them. A lot.
If you overcome it, man, count yourself blessed. You overcome any kind of addiction, man. Video games, money.
Gambling, poker, porn,
child porn,
sex,
seat sniffing,
couch eating mattress, phone. I seen that show, My Strange Addiction.
Pillow sniffing,
armpit licking.
You got all kinds of crazy ass addiction.
Would you get into a relationship with somebody that was addicted to something? Well, let's say
knowing
you found out. Later on, they were addicted to something, but you had
developed feelings for them. It depends on what she's addicted to.
Some bad shit.
She's addicted to crack.
Well, she was a meth head. Something outrageous.
Oh, I'm gone. No, I take that back. I'm gone. Gone.
Going back.
I'm gone. I am not sticking around. If she's a meth head, I would try to get her some help, but I would not be the help. You know what I mean? I just don't see myself having a purpose being with a meth head if I'm not a meth head.
Exactly.
I don't see a purpose.
She's going to be turned up all the time.
But there is people out there like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's why I asked it.
They clean. They don't do nothing, but they got a spouse there. Dude, you know what I'm saying?
So what's something that you could put up with? Because I don't know exactly what I could
put
tolerate.
Up if she liked to smoke weed.
Yeah.
If she liked to smoke weed, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I would probably feel like, you know, that's unladylike if you just smoking weed all the time and you know what I mean? But if she snorted powder, I could deal with that one. We'll work our way away from that one. I could help her work her way away with that one. But if she on some hard drugs, like meth, she shooting needles, I don't know, man.
I couldn't deal with pills, heroin,
no pills.
Meth, crack. I don't even know if I could do cocaine.
Yeah, and cocaine is borderline.
Weed is the only thing I could do because if she did cocaine,
only way I would put up with it if she only did it on the weekends.
It would have to be very close.
Now, if
close
she came home every day and she stopped lines, now we
it'll be a problem. It'll be a problem.
But like if she tuned in the weekend, all day. It ain't every weekend. But let's say we go out and she like, I want to go through the hood and get a bag because
hell no,
I'm feeling good.
Get my keys. Get the hell out. I done told you. No, that's too much. No.
Okay, but what if that enhanced her sex drive? You know what I'm saying? You know, if
but
she
see, that would be selfish of me. If I was an asshole, I wouldn't.
Nah, man. If you want to feel sorry for yourself, yeah, that's selfish or whatever.
Hell
but
yeah.
If you just want to be honest.
If it was just for fun and, okay, I'll tell you what. If it got to be a problem, I think I had to. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah, if it enhanced the sex, okay. I guess I wouldn't agree with it because that'd be like saying, okay, what if the heroin enhanced
that,
sex?
That's what I'm saying.
Hell
I'm like,
no, you know. Shit, she said, baby, you got to stab myself 3 times with this shit. Then I'm going to be ready.
Oh, okay.
No, we ain't finna do all that. She just turned into a whole nother person. She be a damn sex demon dying in the bed. But no, man, I mean, but yeah, cocaine would probably be the only one I would probably be able to put up with. And like I said, only if she did on the weekend. Not saying that, okay, yeah, you cool, you good. You, it just as long as you do it on the weekend. No, if I find
she
out you do it,
kilos
and she
and
doing
shit.
It on the weekend, then we finna try to figure out a way to get it stopped.
Yeah.
And then if she could feel like that, that's what she want to continue to do, then, you know, see, I'm going to be out.
See, that's the thing. I was like, I don't think cocaine could be somebody I could just do on the weekends but and just continue doing on the weekends.
If you came home and with she was in the bathroom and she had the Brillo and all that shit, and she was in there, she had a twisted mouth.
AG,
I'm gone.
AG, come here.
Because I know she been smoking. I know what that shit smell like. It smell like aluminum cans in that bitch when you walk in there. Just go and get your shit and leave because shit finna start leaving anyway. Shit.
You know, because I would just be scared to come realize
on,
what
flat
she
screen
did to get
gone,
the drugs.
She in there crying. I said, man, broke in here again.
You know what I'm saying? What she been doing to get the drugs? And I been smashing her? Nah, I couldn't deal with nothing.
Nah, you come in there and that little young boy, that dealer, he in there smashing.
I was like, how much she owe you this time, dog? It'll be
messed
up.
I couldn't. Some people would put up with that, though. You know, they'll feel like, hey, man, God put us together, whatever reason. Or I just couldn't put up with that.
You wouldn't feel like you, it'd be like enabling somebody to their grave.
Yeah.
If I say I love them, this is my wife and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I wouldn't let them be out there like that. I try to get them some help, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's saying it. But you never know what you'll do until that situation arise. Because it might be a situation where, hey, you wake up and you go in the bathroom and she's shooting up a needle. And that don't necessarily mean you might leave. You know, you might
be like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, you did. Once she tell you why she's doing what she's doing, that might make you stay. So, you know, like I said, I'm sitting here saying, I'm leaving. But I just never know what I might do if the situation was to arise. I just pray I never get put in those kind of situations. You know what I'm saying? Where I find out she doing dope. You know,
I guess
mean?
Everybody's standards are different. Everybody got different standards of what they willing to do.
You might
with.
Find you a gangster girl. She drinking lean. Like, man,
drinking
what the
lean.
Fuck?
Making cooking crack.
Nigga, you lame as hell. She drinking lean and shit. You like, what the fuck? I want to watch Coming to America too. She won't drink
she
lean.
Double cupping.
Yeah, she got a double cup.
What the hell? With the Perkins on the side.
Man, listen. Talking about it Friday. It's going down.
Would you date a gangster chick? Cause
man,
I think a lot of niggas
cannot
be
harder
that girl
than me.
Hard.
That's not attractive.
But would you want a girl harder than you?
That's not attractive. Not attractive at all. I just couldn't. Not for me. I just couldn't. I know people that do. I just don't see how you do it, what you see in it. I just don't.
So you don't want your girl at her banging and swinging?
No.
She don't got 5 bodies.
I'm not saying stand in a woman's place, but what is a woman's place? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying none of that.
But you wouldn't want to be in a relationship with a girl that's out here doing some shit like that. I wouldn't either.
Nah.
I fuck around and get shot over some shit she did.
I need you to be clean, on the up and up, have your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Let me be dirty in the streets or whatever. I need you to be right. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I always look at that. I can't date like that.
I just feel like these niggas these days want that gangster girl now. A girl that's
she
that's
got
down
more tattoos than you. She yeah. got she got tattoo tears. And you ain't got none.
She got a whole block folded.
Three bodies stitched on her. You ain't got none.
You ain't got none.
So when y'all argue, she be calling you, oh, soft ass nigga. You ain't never killed
you
nobody.
You ain't got nobody.
I done killed three people. You know what I'm saying? You feel intimidated by that shit.
Hell yeah. But it's gonna be some niggas out there that love that shit.
And she'll always throw that shit up at you, nigga. I done shot. I killed my last nigga.
So you throwing up the wrong
side. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up.
How many times you gonna sit around and hear that?
You have to remind you what happened to Leroy?
Yeah.
You have to remind you what happened to Leroy. Stop playing me, boy.
Are you gonna... That's no, what I'm gonna come around. Stop playing with me.
Yeah, stop playing me, boy. Hey, man, stop it, Tisha.
Then, it'll get worse from there because she gonna start... pulling up on you wherever, yeah, in the store, whatever, talking to you like that. Stop playing with me now. You know what I'm saying? You might be in a flirt with
no man. Don't make me show out in that beat.
She walking in there. Yeah, you know, her words cutting out.
Everybody in that beat. You know what I mean? That's why I like come around these hoes. I'm telling you, man, I can't do it, dog. How are you going to have to turn your gangster all the way down?
Man,
you
listen.
Come to the house.
That's the ultimate turnoff, man. If she run around acting like that, man.
You know she's probably sagging her
busting
jeans.
Store. Don't play with me, nigga. No. Yeah, her jeans sagging.
She can be asking you to flip your taxes. That's what's gonna happen. Hey, nigga, let me flip your taxes, Miles.
No. She telling them how soft you is.
I had them nigga come on. He ain't gonna do that, man. Oh shit.
Yeah, it go down like that though.
It do. I wouldn't be me though.
Shout out to the brothers that put up with that. Shout out to the brothers that don't. I don't think I could do that one, man.
What else
can't be harder than me, man.
Nah, hell nah.
Can't be harder than me.
She can't. She gotta have heart, but she can't be harder than me. I don't want.
What about you say what else new?
Yeah.
What about your boy 69? Jumping in Lil Nas X DMs.
You know what? I saw that story
in city.
Right.
What's
past
up?
It. Listen, let me tell you, man. That rainbow head ass clown, man.
I'm in your city. What's up?
What, he gonna beef with him? He trying to get the
nah,
butt cheeks.
He
what is wrong
with
the
shitty committee, man?
He's with the shitty committee.
He said he's with the shits that weekend. What's
6ix9ine
up?
6ix9ine went from running up on Meek Mill to running up on Lil Nas X with the boobs.
Yep.
With the boobs. Are we forgetting about the boobs, man?
Yeah,
what is up
man.
With that nigga?
I'm glad Lil Nas put that out there, let everybody know.
Real you know fast too.
Then he gonna tell somebody, don't play with me. You was trying to play with him. You wanna know what
you was trying to play with the boobs.
I'm
boy.
In your city. What's up?
What does he do for a living? What is his purpose in life? He got out of prison.
Yep.
For snitching, whatever they fucking
did. They did a documentary. They gave him an advance on that. He just living off advances, bro. Real shit.
That shit crazy. I don't understand why
he
trying to run around gangster.
Before he went in there, because music ain't selling.
Why is he trying to run around like a gangster? What is he trying to prove? Because
he's irrelevant. If he wasn't doing that, then nobody would be paying attention.
It sounds like
he's irrelevant.
Shit off,
that's
I'm
his
a
thing.
Jackass. Or...
That's been his thing before he became famous.
That is true. Trolling.
Yeah.
Trolling.
That's his thing. So if he ain't doing stupid stuff, then we ain't talking about him.
And you think there's a reason why he hasn't been? No, I don't want to say it, but you know.
Yeah, because people really ain't. You know, people really got other shit to worry about and other shit going on, man. They ain't got time for that. No. But it's gonna be a whack job, as they say. It's gonna get him. It ain't gonna be nobody. You know, you're gonna be like, damn. It's gonna be somebody off brand. It's gonna do it when it happened, if it happened. Not saying that I'm wishing upon him or nothing like that, but. You know, you keep playing like that, that's be the only end results.
How would you feel if that shit happened to him?
I wouldn't have no feelings. I don't have no feeling about it now. Shit.
I'll be like,
you
know, well,
you,
damn.
Hey, you play with fire, you get burned.
I'm like, so what time the game come on? That's crazy, man. Fuck a little. What's his name? Guy's name? Takashi?
Yeah.
Takashi? Teriyaki?
That's what he gonna be. Teriyaki.
Teriyaki.
He gonna teriyaki his ass up.
He out here booty chasing. And folks DMs.
Well, nah, I said, nah, I ain't got time. Nigga said, I'm trying to experience that cowboy.
Old town road.
Yeah, he said he tried to walk down that old town road with him.
He tried to gumbo to the old town road. He a trip, man. But that's the game for you these days.
That is. That's what the youngsters got going on. Some of them.
Cause you know what? No matter what we just said about him, at the end of the day, there's still people that entertain that nigga.
Yeah.
And hey, I guess it is what it is.
What? I can say one thing. He keeping his face out there, so.
Yeah.
If he was making good music, it'd be, you know what I'm saying, he'd be on point with what he doing, but he ain't making good music, so it's really pointless to just keep putting a bigger target on himself, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, one, it's gonna be a whack job that's gonna get him. They gonna think they doing it for the culture.
They gonna 6ix9ine. They doing some bullshit.
They think I'm doing it for the culture. I got a chance to get 6ix9ine right now. Like they caught a little Triple X, whatever his name is.
Call him snitching.
You know, the boys just so happened was in there and seen and knew he traveled with money and just so happened. Just so happened. You know what I'm saying? So
I still remember that story. Folks said they was it was fake and he's not dead and that's when the conspiracy theories really came out the woodwork.
They always say that until it's their grandmama, their granddaddy, mama, daddy, brother, cousin. Yeah. They don't be walking around their family talking about, you know, Leroy didn't pass for real.
He saw his left eye twitch to the left a little bit.
They don't say that shit then.
That shit crazy.
They always saying that stupid shit though. This person lied. Tell me why the fuck would they fake this shit?
Like Tupac?
Yeah.
He in Brazil or
Cancun, South Carolina. He working at a peach farm.
I heard he's at Tip Top.
In the chicken plant.
He's at Tip Top, running the leg quarter line.
That's what I was told, man. They let the people rest in peace. Be at peace.
That's what it is, man.
This has been another episode of Mad Minds
with Maul
and G.
It's your boy Maul.
It's your boy G. And it was a pleasure to entertain you.
DJ Easy.
We out.